1, 2, 1, 2. Let me see. Dr. Avila, give me a test.
Testing 1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
I think you sound good.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, you're ready, Dr. Avila?
That's ready. Ready to roll.
Let's do this. Well, Love University, episode 20. We're in full effect. Let me lower our fan because we're in California where we do our show. And yes, today is one of those days that it's not hot, it's not cold, but it's in between, right?
Yeah, and you know something? It's not going to be in between psychologically because people are often do that. You know, they either... they don't say yes and they don't say no. They go in the middle. And that's what I call the curse of the half yes.
The maybe?
Yeah, the maybe. You know, like maybe I'll do this or I'm going to stay in this bad relationship, but I kind of like it and I don't like it. So today the topic is very powerful, Nachin. This is something that's going to change people's lives. It's called the power of no. Okay. How a single word can transform your life.
Can transform your life and get you out of a stuck gear, right?
Exactly. And the power of no. Think about it, because people really hate to say no. And people hate to hear no.
Right.
But there's a lot of power in that because each no can bring you closer to what you really want. You know, you say no to what you don't want to say yes to what you do want.
So in this episode, Dr. Avila, in essence, what we're going to see is the power of the word no, but in a positive way. Instead of looking at it like in a negative way, it's more like a key that opens more doors.
Right. I mean, we're not saying no in a harsh or selfish way, but we're saying no to things that are bad for us, right? Things that keep us behind, whether it's our own mentality or maybe other people or situations. Mm-hmm. And I think we talked about this one time. Do you remember the door in the face technique, which is used in sales, where you start with a very high figure and then you go down lower and then get what you want?
Right.
And the reason that works is that people hate to say no. So you go to your boss and say, hey, give me a $100,000 raise. No, get out of here. Okay, $10,000. Oh, well, okay, I'll give it to you.
Yeah.
So people often are afraid to, you know, say no, and, you know, they become guilty.
Or they'll get slapped. Give me a $100,000 raise. You're crazy, bro.
Get out of here, get out of here. But $5,000, not a problem. So many times people get into habits of saying like a soft yes, you know, but they don't really want to do it. So they go against their own nature.
They're kind of compromising and saying, okay, I got to do this because I'm not sure myself. But if I say no, that's the fear.
Yes, I'm afraid of losing something, whether it's a relationship or an opportunity. But really, if you lose it, you don't really need it in the first place because there's something better. And that's the idea. Every door that closes brings a new door. So we have to do that, you know. And I think you and I, we're kind of people pleasers, right? You know, we want people to like us and we want to, you know, help people.
We're nice
people. We're nice people. But sometimes, you know, we overwhelm ourselves, right? We become overcommitted. And people do this all the time because they say yes to a lot of things that they shouldn't say yes to. Things that take away from the real nature of who they are.
It is crazy, though, because we tend to want to live for others, and when we live for others, we tend to forget about who we are living for, which is us, and we lose that relationship with one, right?
Definitely, but the key is to live for others in the right way, right, where you also connect with them in the way you are. See, that's the key.
Being sincere is key, right?
Yes, being honest and sincere. So let's talk about what I call the 10 commandments of no.
Okay.
These are the rules that you should think and live by, actually, in terms of your happy life. The number one is say no to the actions that harm you.
Okay.
Now, we know about things like bad habits, obviously, smoking, excessive drinking, you know, saying no to those things, but also saying no to stress and the way stress can destroy you.
Can stress be a vice?
Excellent point. It can be a vice because people get hooked on that, what I call negative excitement. Mm-hmm. They always got to do something. They're, you know, they're busy and they're overstimulated, but they do it because it fills them up. But in reality, it can also harm them because they don't really do what they need to do to take care of themselves. And also, we need to think of rhythm, too. You know, we are people of rhythm, right? Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if you're a night person, Nachin, or morning person.
I'm more like a night person.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm a morning person.
Right.
So if I'm at night, I don't have the energy to work. But sometimes people force themselves to do it, or vice versa. You need to catch your rhythm, right? You need to catch your flow and work in that situation.
Mm.
Also, if you're a sensitive person, right, there are times when you just emotionally are down, you can't do the right thing.
Right.
You need to take a break. You know, I like to take a hot, nice bath, for example.
Right.
I like to listen to music. You know, something that can rejuvenate you. So that's very important. You got to find your nature and your rhythm. Don't force yourself to go against the stress. Now, see that you're so busy, right? You're getting calls right now.
They're business.
Exactly. So see, that's what happens, right? So we're always overstressed because we're overcommitted.
And we always have something going on outside ourselves, right?
Yeah, and we don't take care of ourselves, and we don't listen to our own rhythm of emotion and energy.
And a lot of times is because, like we say, we let those outside influences run our lives because we tend to feel like if we don't do those things, we're not going to survive. Instead of thinking, this is the way sometimes I've lost a lot of fears, is by looking at life and through nature. Like I look at a bird and I say, this bird doesn't say, oh, I'm not going to have a house. I'm not going to have a shirt. I'm not going to do this.
Right.
And I say, you know what? I got to be grateful for the simple things. And the other things would just fall into place. Instead of placing too many things in my basket, I only put the ones that I know I'm going to need.
Definitely. Like you said, nature, they said the creator created, the birds, right, with their beautiful plumage, mm-hmm. right? And they don't worry about that, right? They already have what they need. In the same way, the idea of having faith, right, that, the creator or whoever you believe in will take care of you, that's important. And also living life, day by day and having a positive practice, like, for example, walking, mm-hmm. Meditating, going to nature. Those kind of things can slow you down and put you in the right state of mind. So that's number one. Say no to the bad things, bad habits. Number two, this is a big one, Nachin. Okay. Our whole program is kind of based on this. Say no to unhealthy relationships.
Ooh, now, and that has to do not just with love relationships, yes. right? With lovers?
Everything. Friends, acquaintances, even family members. Now, one of our most popular shows, I think you told me, is Are You Dating a Lunatic? You remember that show?
And I think a lot of people don't know that they're dealing with lunatics in their everyday life, and it doesn't have to be a boyfriend or a girlfriend.
Yeah, people that have psychological issues, maybe personality disorders. Mm-hmm. But the key is, first of all, recognize that there is something in your life that is hurting you. Right? These individuals, these people, maybe they're negative people, they're complainers, maybe mm-hmm. they're abusers, things like that. And also, maybe they're just normal people that want to put pressure on you because they want you to do what they want you to do, mm. when they want you to do it.
I see.
Now, here's the problem that we have. We have a cell phone, right? And they want you to text them back within 5 minutes.
If not, it's like, you're taking it wrong, bro.
Yeah, what's wrong with you? You're not listening. You're not responding.
That happened to me this past week. I was doing a live show, right, at the radio, and this guy kept texting me, and I was involved in doing the other things, mm-hmm. and because I didn't answer, the next day he called, well, you know what, we gotta cut it at the knees. If not this is gonna get bigger. I'm like, yes. What happened? No, you were ignoring my text. I'm like, yes. No, I was busy working. Like, yeah, wow. Exactly. Misinterpretations,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, because people want things so quick. They want you to respond at their pace. So the biggest thing you can learn is, let me think about it. Okay. Mm. Take time and space. That's the biggest thing you can say, right?
Yeah.
Let me think about it. And especially, we talked about people who are internal energy, what we call introverts. Mm-hmm. Introvert people like myself, we like to take time to think.
Right.
We might even want to write it down and then come back to it with a response. Mm-hmm. Because we need that extra time, right? That extra space.
Right.
Don't let people pressure you and make you do things in a quick way when you want to take your time. That's number one. And number two is for romantic partners, right? Let's say we want to attract the right person. Mm-hmm. We know we need to be the right person. So we need to develop our don. We've talked about this idea. Right. Don is your God-given talent.
Yeah.
So maybe it's creativity. Maybe you're good with your hands. Maybe you're a good communicator. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is, develop that, and that will attract the right person, and they'll appreciate you for who you are, right, for your God-given gifts.
Because you're being true to yourself, and that person can see that you're not fake, that you are. They're going to see you mm-hmm. for who you are without a mask, and yes. they're going to accept you from the get-go. Instead of trying to mm-hmm. be somebody that you may not be
yes.
to please others, you're Definitely. Attracting the wrong person. Just be yourself, and
yes.
say if you're like a hippie, you only like sweats, you only yes. like sandals, right. be that. Like me, doctor, yes. I'm like that. One day,
right.
if I'm going to go to work, I'll dress accordingly, but on a weekend, I can be in shorts, a t-shirt, yes. whatever.
Yeah, listen, I like to do either a great suit or a short. Like, know, I like both extremes. Mm-hmm. And, you mentioned the word mask. Now, you mm-hmm. did it again. You read my mind.
Yeah.
Because that's another point.
You see, it's because, it's the assistant professor
thing. Yeah, exactly. You're doing good. is take off your mask, mm-hmm. because there is a mask. And, in the book Love Types, my bestseller that talks about love and relationships, I talk about the dating masquerade.
Right.
Where people have a mask on to impress the other person. For example, let's say you're an internal person. You like to stay home a lot, but you meet someone who's outgoing, so you're going to go out with them at every party. Mm-hmm. But then when you get married, then you want to stay home, and they're going to say, hey, what happened? I thought you were sociable. Well, not really. I was really just doing that.
Just doing it just to catch your
eye. Or vice versa. So the key is, from the very beginning, be honest and authentic. Like you say, if you're a homebody, mm-hmm. that's who you are, right? If you like to go out and party or socialize. But portray that, and that is attractive.
I think another thing also to keep in mind, doctor, is the level of love that you may have, meaning to yourself, and the level of knowledge and wisdom you may have experienced in life. Like some people, say, for instance, they're in their 30s and they still want to party. That's mm-hmm. cool. Mm-hmm. But there's other people that live kind of like mm-hmm. by seasons. Mm-hmm. Say in their 20s, they did mm-hmm. this, 30s this, 40s. Right. I think the mm-hmm. key factors to live in the time and whatever makes you feel good. But be also true to yourself and know that
yes.
with whatever time you're going to be living in is the way society is going to look at you. So whatever perception you want them to see you as, and if you don't care about that, just be who you are, but be happy.
Right. Authentic. Take off the mask and then resonate with people. The other thing is to say no to your non-talents. Mm-hmm. Now, we talked about the talent is the don, right? Whatever, right. You know, creativity or social ability, whatever you have. But we have non-talents or we have weaknesses, right? For example, I'm a little bit messy, I admit, you know. So I'm going to probably hire a housekeeper instead of doing it myself. Or maybe someone's not good with books. So, you know, you can help with their finances and you can trade off. So basically, we need to focus on our strengths more than eliminate our weaknesses.
And that's sometimes the problem that gets us the stress in the first place, because we look at the limit. We look at ourselves and we say, man, well, I don't have money. What do I have? I don't have. And that blindness turns into that. Just that blindness, that thought turns into something, an inhibitor for negativity. And you just go in a spiral, right?
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, focusing on your strengths, you know, being grateful for what you have. This is very powerful. The other thing is, and you're kind of going along this line, is saying no to the stories that you don't believe in. Okay, there's inner stories, right? For example, you got to work hard and, you know, get married at a certain age. You got to work hard and then retire when you're old. Now, what if you don't believe that and you say, hey, I want to retire now and then I'm going to work when I'm old, right? Or I'm going to go back and, you know, do something different.
Right.
So many times people get in these traps, right? You know, things that they learn from their parents, from society, that they don't really believe in. You know, you got to be an accountant because your dad was an accountant, or, you know, you got to do this kind of thing. But in reality, you have your own story, right? You have your own belief. And that's what you got to work on.
You know, and sometimes, you know what, it's not a bad thing if you find your don or whatever you want to do in life in your later years. Realize if you're still alive, don't look at age as a inhibitor for fear or for, you know, kind of like a block. Look at it like it's a new way of doing. If you're still here at 40, 50, 60, 70, you can always start. Don't let society tell you you can't.
Exactly. Some, I think it was at Colonel Sanders, right? Started at 70, you know, with Kentucky Fried Chicken. And, you know, there are a lot of stories like that. And also, if you're too young, the same thing. Some people say, I'm too young to start something. Why not? You know, my son is in his 20s doing business. You know, you can start at any age, you know, like you said. But the key is you got to work on developing, saying no to the scarcity mentality. There's not enough, right? You know, there's not enough. I'm not strong enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm not young or old enough. As opposed to the creative mindset, which is there is more creation every day. There's more money. There's more ideas. And there's more love every day being created. And you can be part of that. So you need to develop that mindset, you know, that there is more, there's more as opposed to less.
You know what? The way that I look at it is like every morning you wake up, there are two roads. Which one do you want to take? The negative one is just going to take you through the bumpy hole one. And the other one is going to be pleasant. Don't fear it. It's good to live good.
Yeah. And also we talked a lot about gratitude. I mean, that's research shows is a huge thing. Count your blessings, right? Because when you do that, you're focusing on what you have accomplished. You know, the things in your life that are working, that have worked and will work.
Right.
And that changes your whole scarcity mentality. Because when you live in scarcity, you live in competitiveness. You know, I got to take from that person. They got to take from me. You know, so it's all a fight. It's a battle.
You're fighting for a little bone that might not even be anything. And they could be a bigger bone, but you're focused on the one little thing.
Yeah. And then you feel frustrated. You don't get it and so forth. But if you live in creative mindset, abundance, you know, there's more than enough for everybody. And by helping you, you're helping many people, right? You
know? At the end of the day, that's what it is. It's having that relationship with yourself and it's being true to yourself. Because if you're not true to yourself, I see a lot of people, doctor, walking around in life kind of crooked. And the other day, weird enough, I was looking at myself. I videotaped myself because I was going to do a little segment on my Instagram. And I saw that I was hunching that back. And I'm like, why? And I started breathing differently the next day. And I'm like, dude, I was going in that direction just because I had let whatever had triggered that stay in there. And I started breathing and I said, whatever it is from my past, whatever it is in the future, I make peace with it and I'm here now. And I think that's the key, being here in the now.
Definitely so. And, you know, like I said, eliminating the negativities, right? You know, focus on the higher levels. What I like to say is say no to the noise.
Okay,
say no to the noise. Now, there's two kinds of noise. There's external noise, right, which is people around you, right, the complainers, right, the gossipers, you know, all that stuff. And there's internal noise, which is your own thoughts
that
tell you, I got to do this. I don't have enough money. I got to pay bills. You know
what I'm saying? Made me breathe.
Right. And, you know, in the Eastern philosophy, they call it the monkey mind, right, the chattering monkey that we have. So you have to say no to that. And the way to say no to that is to have moments of silence. Now, you don't have to call it meditation. You don't have to call it any practice. Sit there quietly somewhere, outside somewhere, and just be there, right? And let the thoughts go and go and go. And that's going to calm your mind. Take away that noise. Because when you have noise, you have stillness, you have creativity. You can accomplish many things. If you want to be a writer, if you want to be a teacher, or whatever you want to be, you know, that can come to you by silence, quietness.
And the silence is the beauty of things, because when you find that, you find your inner voice.
Definitely. Yeah. The inner voice, whatever it is, right? You know, it could be to be a good friend, a better parent, a business person, you know, a creative person, you know, a scientist, whatever it is. Everyone has different dons, right? Or talents. But to find that, you got to go within yourself in the quiet space where the noise is not there. So you have to minimize that sound, right? The negative sound. And that's what we're talking about. You see, now, see what's happening is we're saying no to all the external elements that take us away from who we are.
Right.
And that way we can say yes to who we really are, our authenticity, right? And what can contribute to society and help people, you see?
That's the beautiful thing, you know, because a lot of people are afraid to be themselves in society because we've been taught that you got to look at it a certain way.
Right.
I think the transformation, like I mentioned in the past episode, it comes for a lot of people. You know, once you kind of like you're tired of or BSing around, once you become real with yourself and you say, where am I and where do I want to go? If I don't do this, I'm going to continue in this in this path. So it's being real to yourself and give yourself a checks and balances check, you know?
Definitely. And also, Nachin, when you're real with yourself, you can detect phoniness in others.
Yeah. Okay?
You know what I'm saying? Because think about that. You know, when you are not really authentic with yourself, you're going to, like, not see the other people. Because
you're going to be playing their game like, yeah, yeah, everything's good. Oh, yeah, okay, cool. Let's be fake. Oh, yeah, let's compromise. And you won't even say no. You'll say yeah.
Yeah, the half yes. You know, people, you know, they have the half-assed or half-natured personality. Because, you know, they're not really in it, right? They're kind of halfway in it. And they're trying to see what they can get from it, you know, so they're not really committed in a real true sense, right?
Oh, yeah. I lived through those.
Yeah, I think you told me something there about that, right?
Yeah, it's crazy life.
Some experience.
Yeah.
So there's actually exercise. People can do what we call the inner circle exercise, where they write down on a piece of paper or a tablet, whatever, the people who are closest to you in your life, you know, your family, friends, or, you know, business associates. And how do you feel with that person from 0 to 100? What's your emotional feeling?
So kind of give them a rate, right?
Yeah. In other words, how you feel. Like, you know, your emotional state. Are you a positive state? It's 190%? Or maybe it's 50%. Maybe it's less.
And a lot of people are afraid to lose that person, and they'll rather suffer that pain to put up with them instead of realizing that time is something you cannot buy. It's never going to come back to you. So if you waste it with dumb people, those are going to be your memories, man.
Yeah, exactly. And the key is maybe they're family members. You can't get rid of them, but maybe you can separate yourself. Maybe you can have a third party, you know, like go between you guys. You don't really need to talk to them too much.
Yeah.
Or at work, you can say hi and bye, right? You know, you don't have to interact
with
them.
I'm busy. I got to go.
Exactly.
Have a great day.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. You know, but I mean, the key is to start to analyze, you know, who you're with, how do you feel with them, you know, on a day-to-day basis. And then, you know, make decisions based on that, whether you want to separate yourself or you know, do something different.
Another thing, Doctor, before you go on, I wanted to say is that once you recognize who you are, your truth inner self, I think the other key is not to feel guilty about it, because if you feel guilty, because people are going to see you differently. Once you acknowledge who you are, people are going to look at you weird, and someone are going to see the true you, and they're going to be like, oh, because they might feel intimidated for whatever reason you trigger in their mind.
Yes.
But don't be afraid to be you, because at the end of the day, it's your relationship with you that you need, because you live with you 24/7.
Right. The loving, you know, the part of our love university is loving yourself is first. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, guilt is a very powerful tool that others use to control you, right?
Oh,
because if you don't do what they say, you don't, you know, text them back or do whatever when they want you, they're going to say, oh, really? Oh, I thought you were different. You know? So immediately that triggers, right? So you need to recognize that as you know, their weapon they're using against you, the guilt. But you're going to use love as the antidote. Loving yourself and also loving, you know, humanity in a general
sense.
And
wishing them well. You know they mean bad. Just say, you know what? Don't take their bait and respond with the same bait or the same energy. Like Dr. Avila has said before, you got to raise your energy and look at the bigger picture. And if you see that they're doing wrong, then you're at a different level, because you recognize that it's wrong and you don't want to do it. So just emit a different energy. Like, okay, great. All
right. Yeah, exactly. You know, thank them for their being human, right? And, and move on. Now, the other thing that's important is, you know, we're afraid to say no, but we're also very afraid to hear no. Okay. So the fear of rejection is a huge thing.
Yeah. And so, that's very subconscious, right? Because you feel you're not good enough.
Definitely. So I say no to the fear of hearing other people's no.
Yeah, why not?
Okay. So in other words, you know, stop having the fear of hearing no. So, you know, we hear that, you know, in sales or business, whatever, you know, it says it takes one yes, right? You know, one hit song, one hit record, one hit movie, whatever. You know, you may be rejected 1,000 times.
That's true.
You know, so that's one idea. The other idea, this is an exercise you can do, is let's say, think of something you want badly, but you're afraid of. For example, I don't know, I want to go back to school, get a new job, whatever it is. And then write down all the fears that you have related to that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not smart enough. I don't have the money. In different pieces of paper. you know, put a little candle, right? Maybe it could be a nighttime, you know, and you're writing the stuff down. And each piece of paper, you know, put it in a little basket. And then either you're going to throw it away or you're going to light it on fire.
Right.
But don't create a fire. But
you'll have a new house with insurance.
Exactly. But in other words, burn your fears away.
Right.
Okay, that's the idea. You know, or throw your fears away.
Right.
In a very visual way. You know, whatever it is. You know, I'm not smart enough. I can't go to school. You know, whatever it is. I don't have enough money.
Right.
And that's going to help you eliminate that fear.
It's kind of like symbolically getting it out of your mind and getting rid of it. Because at the end of the day, like, it's weird that as adults, we grow up thinking, you know, we got to be confident. We got to get these tools to be confident, school, life, work, career, accomplishments. But yet, as adults, we become more subconscious of what others are saying just because we feel like there's not going to be enough bread to win. If I'm not good enough at work, if I'm not the person that they expect me to be, I'm going to be gone. But I think it's the fear of failure. Once you get older and you feel like, oh my God, this is going to end. But with all these advice points that you've given us, Dr. Avila, I think it's a great formula for us to really marinate it and reset our inner clocks.
I like that, inner clocks. That's a good idea. But yeah, I think the fear of loss, you know, that motivates a lot of people even more than the fear of gain. Or the wanting the gain.
Yeah.
Because when you fear loss, I mean, you're paralyzed, right? You move backward. So you need to reverse that. You need to say to yourself, each loss is probably a greater gain.
That's true.
You see, if you reverse it, right?
Yeah.
So every job you lose can be a better job, right? Every relationship that doesn't work out, that could be the great one waiting for you. But the problem is people stay in the bad situation so long, they don't open the door for the new things, and then they go further down into that little you know, downward spiral.
Because they wasted their time and they kept going. Instead of digging up, they kept going down, right? Digging down and burying themselves.
People are afraid to quote-unquote fail or say no, but that little failure can bring a huge success.
Yeah.
So, I mean, our listeners, you know, when they listen to this, if you apply this in your life will change. If you just start saying no to the bad things in your life, saying no to what you don't want, then the yeses will come.
Say no to those people that say don't listen to us. Listen to us and share this episode.
Definitely, yeah. Whatever it is that they're... and let me give you one more nudge. And this one I think is very beautiful and very strong-minded. So you're
the creditors, Dr. Avila. You want to pay my credit card?
Say no.
No to those guys.
Okay. Say no to self-centeredness. Okay.
Okay.
Now, you can love yourself to an extent, but also some people are very self-focused. You know, it's all about them, right? They become vain. And when they're talking to someone, it's always from their perspective. You know, they're not getting me what I want. I'm angry at that person. I'm frustrated. Okay.
Why am I wasting my time here?
Right, right. Yeah. Now, we talked before about a very powerful idea is that live each day as if it's your last. Right?
Right.
So that's a very powerful idea. You know, you're going to die today. How would you live?
Ugh.
Okay. But here's one maybe as powerful or more. Live each day as if it's the last day of the person you're talking to right now. As if they're going to die right now.
Damn, a lot of people are going to be clapping, yes, I'm not going to talk to my mother-in-law.
Well, yeah, that could be it. But think about it, you know, you're going to be different, right? You know, even if you don't like that person, if it's their last day, you're going to listen to them, right? You're going to have maybe compassion and empathy. Your whole mindset is going to change.
Right.
You know, you're going to feel compassion for this person. You know, maybe they've been a jerk all life, but hey, they're gone today. They're dying, right? They're, you know, losing
their life. Kind of like you're saying your goodbye.
Right. You know, we don't speak ill of the dead, right? Because you know, when people die, you know, we try to say that, you know, the best things, you know, about what we remember about that person. But if you do it every day, your anger and frustration will vanish.
Right.
You know, because no longer it's just this, you know, long-term thing. They're gone today, right? They're dead.
Yeah.
You know, so you need to celebrate that person's life for the moment.
It's crazy. See, it's a crazy thought, but that's another way of looking at it. Yeah.
It is, you know, because, you know, take advantage of the moment you have, right?
Yeah.
Everyone has good inside them. You know, everyone has bad. You know?
Yeah.
But when you focus on the good, things can change. You know, even that person that is a jerk at work, you start to focus on the good, you know, positive energies. You know, that person may transform before your very eyes.
I've had that transformation with people. Like I ran into, like when I started working at different companies, I would walk in there and you would see the reluctance from some people. But I said, you know what? I'm going to break them down with love and the energy that I have. I said, because I'm at a point where I feel like if I don't give sincerity of what I feel, I cannot be in another level because I cannot be fake. I chose to say no to the negativity a while back, and I try to eliminate it. And when I see it in others, I say, you know what? I'll win you over with a smile. Don't worry.
Yeah, see, so you're already applying our love. Be like the sun, right?
Energy. Yeah, since I started taking the course, doctor.
We're talking about that a lot. And, you know, the sun radiates loving energy, you know, no matter what, right? Whoever you are, and people may not like the sun, they cover up, but the sun still shines.
Yeah.
That's the same idea. You're not going to melt everybody, but you know, there are people that will respond, and the sun just keeps shining, right? That's the beautiful part. So again, saying no so you can get to yes. You know, saying no to what you don't want so you can find what you really want. That's the power that we're talking about. Because yes is a powerful word.
Yeah.
You know, it creates a lot of things, but no is a word that opens the yes for even more power.
So stop looking at no as a negative and look at it as a constructive word that's going to take you to the next level. And
yes,
for the next one, we'll be back here. Same time, anytime, right. Wednesday mornings, you get this episode brand new on your iPod or wherever you may be listening to us.
Love University. And until then, love yourself, others, and a higher power.
Definitely. Goodbye.